Parshat Ki Tisa. I'm titling this Dvar Torah, God Gave You Brains, Seichel. Or as King Solomon, Shlomo HaMelech, Chacham Mikol Adam, the wisest of all men, says in Mishlei, in Proverbs, in the 14th Perek, Peti Yamin L'Kol Davar, a fool believes everything. So in our parsha, Perek Lamed Bet, the parsha tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu going up to Har Sinai, or better, on his way down. Vayara'am kiboshesh Moshe l'redet min ahar. And the nation sees that Moshe is delayed, he's not coming down from the mountain. So they come to Aaron and they say to us, make us a god that will go in front of us. Because the man Moshe, Asher Aleinu Meretz Mitzrayim, who took us out of the land of Egypt, lo yadanu mahayalo. What happened to him? And Rashi explains the backdrop, what caused perhaps the most terrible episode to Klal Yisrael, to the Jewish people, and how the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf, impacted upon the lives of the Jewish people for all of a millennium. And Rashi quotes the Medrash and says that when Moses went up to the mountain, he said to them, at the end of 40 days, I shall return within 6 hours of the day. So they thought that the same day he went up was part of the counting. But he said to them, whole days and their nights together. And therefore the day of his ascent did not include its night. So what happened here? And the question should ask itself, Am Yisrael, you're intelligent people. You just went out Har Sinai. Think it over. Contemplate. And Rav Hirsch points out that the people who could not overcome the absence of their Moses for 40 days, who still under the impression of the accompanying flaming lightning, which showed them with elementary clarity, lo taseh lecha pesel. No idols, no statutes, no egel hazahav. And they could make themselves the golden calf. And he continues, Rav Hirsch, to say, that people were still such a distance away from the truths and demands of the Torah. God gave you brains. Use it. If you think that Moshe Rabbeinu has been delayed, why don't you think maybe he was caught in traffic? No, but seriously, think over intelligently the words that he said. And yet they didn't. Meaning, in other words, there was foolishness, self-deception, frivolous, pachas kamayim, selective stupidity, philosophers use that terminology. And what was demanded of them, this Am, that accepting the Torah and living by the Torah was truth. I'm listing the synonyms because I can't pinpoint one thing exactly, and it's a combination of many. Clarity, precision, using intelligence, sensible, rational. God gave you brains. Going through the pandemic, Corona, what we read about, what's going on here in Eretz Yisrael, what's going on in America, what's going on throughout the world. And I don't want to pick one specific group, because the truth of the matter is, what we see here and we read about in America, it's across the board. The simple demand, as Klal Yisrael on Maimon Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes up there, use your brains. Think intelligently. Why are you so foolish? And yet, there are so many people, so many groups, wherever you go, wherever you turn, Jew, non-Jew, Ashkenazi, Sephardi, Haredi, non-Haredi, Haredi light, whatever you might call, whatever you might see, wherever you might travel. People that are simply foolishness, are they deceiving themselves? What is happening? We have to make ourselves into a people, Am HaSefer, the people of the book, to understand the book, to live by the book. You need clarity, you need emes. And that's what Rav Hirsch is mentioning. People are such a distance from the truth, from understanding and living truth. And that's what the Torah demands of us. Not just in the study of Torah, but in the living of Torah, of comprehending Torah. The Torah Chaim, the Derech HaChaim. Hopefully, we should live through, survive with the best of health, this virus, be able to deal with it intelligently, stop being foolish, and not be, as the Ralbag explains the Pasuk in Mishlei, of Peti Yamin L'chol Davar, Yitbater, a person could be seduced, deceived, L'chol Advarim, to everything. Instead of Mizulat Hitbonenut, Im Haro'i Lasot Kein, Im Lo. Contemplate, think it over. Is this the way to go? Is this the way you should act? Is this the way you should behave? And hopefully we should reach that level and be faced with Biat Mashiach Tzikenu, the Gula Shlema, and Rafua Shlema, the Klal Yisrael throughout the world, and Kol Umot Olam. Amen.